Imagine waking up tomorrow with the unshakable knowledge that the universe responds to your thoughts as reliably as gravity responds to a dropped object. This isn't wishful thinking. It's the fundamental premise of ask and it is given. The universe operates through vibration, and your thoughts emit specific frequencies that attract matching experiences back to you. Like tuning a radio, you're constantly broadcasting signals that determine what shows up in your life. When you worry about money, you emit a frequency of lack, and more financial stress appears. When you appreciate your health, you broadcast wellness, and opportunities for greater vitality emerge. This isn't coincidence or magical thinking, it's the law of attraction working with mathematical precision. What makes this principle so powerful is that it operates whether you're aware of it or not. Your thoughts aren't just passive observations, they're creative forces shaping your reality in real time. The most liberating aspect of this understanding is that you're not stuck with your current circumstances. By deliberately shifting your thoughts and emotional state, you can transform any situation. This isn't about denying reality or forcing positive thinking. It's about recognizing your innate power to focus in ways that allow what you want to flow into your experience. You are a spiritual being having a physical adventure, not just a physical being seeking spiritual experience. Before birth, you existed as pure positive energy, God, Source, the Divine, choosing physical life for joy. This connection to Source energy remains intact, flowing to you constantly. Joy, love, and enthusiasm indicate you're allowing this connection to flow freely. Anger, fear, and depression signal you're resisting it through contradictory thoughts. Your emotions aren't random reactions, they're sophisticated feedback mechanisms showing your alignment with your broader self. This perspective transforms how you view negative emotions. They're valuable indicators that you're temporarily blocking your connection to Source, not failures. Like a navigation system recalculating when you've gone off course, your emotions guide you toward alignment. The profound implication is that well-being is your natural state. You don't need to earn worthiness or struggle toward enlightenment. You simply need to stop resisting the well-being that flows to you naturally. Creation follows a simple three-step sequence. Step one, you ask. When you encounter something unwanted, a desire for its opposite emerges automatically through your experiences. No explicit verbalization needed. Step two, the answer is given. The moment a desire forms, the universe begins orchestrating its fulfillment through Source energy. Every request receives an immediate answer without exception or worthiness evaluation. Step three, you allow it in. This is where most struggle. Allowing means achieving vibrational harmony with your desire to receive what's already been given. Aligned vibrations lead to quick manifestation, while contradictory vibrations, like wanting abundance while feeling anxiety about money, create resistance that blocks manifestation. Think of it like ordering at a cosmic restaurant. You place your order, step one. The kitchen prepares it immediately, step two. But if you've barricaded your door, delivery can't reach you. The key isn't more asking, but allowing what you've requested by maintaining vibrational alignment. Notice how some people consistently make choices that bring happiness, while others repeatedly create unwanted circumstances? The difference lies in their relationship with their emotional guidance system, an internal GPS indicating whether you're moving toward or away from your desires. Your emotions aren't merely reactions, they're precise feedback about your vibrational state. Feeling good means alignment with your desires, while feeling bad indicates resistance. This guidance system continuously monitors your creative process. Abraham describes an emotional scale from joy and appreciation at the highest end to depression and powerlessness at the lowest. Your position shows what you're currently attracting. Rather than leaping directly from depression to joy, reach for thoughts that bring genuine relief, even if the improvement is modest. For example, if you're feeling hopeless, finding a way to feel angry might represent progress, because anger contains more energy. From there, gradually move to frustration, then hope, and eventually optimism. Each shift building momentum toward better feeling states that allow your desires to manifest. If you're not experiencing your desires, the sole reason is resistance, focusing on thoughts that contradict what you want. This creates vibrational disharmony, like driving with one foot on the gas and one on the brake. Resistance manifests as worry about the future, regret about the past, criticism, disbelief, or attachment to current reality. These thought patterns, practiced over time, become beliefs that shape your experience. Your emotions signal resistance and its intensity. Negative emotions indicate resistance to the natural flow of well-being, with stronger emotions signaling greater resistance. You can't eliminate resistance through willpower or forced positive thinking. Instead, release it by gradually shifting toward thoughts that feel better. Small, consistent perspective shifts create significant changes over time. This transforms how you view challenges, seeing them not as obstacles to overcome through action, but as indicators of resistance to release through improved focus. As resistance diminishes, inspired action naturally follows, producing remarkable results with minimal effort. Ask and It Is Given offers 22 practical processes for shifting your vibration on any subject, serving as tools to change your point of attraction and life experience. When already feeling good, the rampage of appreciation strengthens positive vibration through deliberate focus on what you appreciate, while Creative Workshop helps clarify desires without activating resistance. For mid-range emotions, pivoting redirects attention from unwanted to wanted by asking, "What do I want instead?" Focus Wheel creates a bridge of increasingly better-feeling thoughts until you connect with your desire. For challenging emotional states, moving up the emotional scale provides relief by reaching for slightly better thoughts rather than attempting impossible leaps to positivity. Segment intending involves setting intentions before each new segment of your day, pausing before meetings or transitions to identify what you want, pre-paving your vibrational path for better outcomes. With practice, these processes become second nature, giving you conscious control over your vibrational state and creative power. The ultimate goal isn't just manifesting desires, but living in a state of joyful creation. What Abraham calls the art of allowing. This means maintaining vibrational harmony with your broader self while embracing contrasting experiences that inspire new desires. Abraham sees desire as natural and beneficial, expanding the universe through consciousness, unlike traditions teaching detachment. The issue isn't desire, but resistance to it. Release resistance while maintaining focus, and manifestation occurs naturally. You're not here to fix a broken world, but to enjoy molding energy through focus, experiencing the joy of conscious creation in each moment, rather than reaching some final destination. Challenges become opportunities to clarify preferences and expand consciousness. The variety and contrast of physical experience are essential to creation, like an artist needing both light and shadow. As you practice these principles, your personal joy becomes a beacon illuminating possibilities for others, perhaps the greatest gift you can offer.